Thousands of men fought at the Battle of Gettysburg, but few people are licensed to share the story as a battlefield guide. Wayne Motz has been licensed for over 2 decades. You may say, big deal, study for the test and you're in. Not so fast. You compete against everyone else, and only the top few percent of the class are even allowed to go to the next step, the oral examination. Wayne may have had a leg up on others interested in becoming a guide. After all, one of his roommates got information directly from the men who fought here.
When I first started guiding here, I lived with a man who had started guiding in 1923. And I lived in a boarding house with him my first year in 1988. He was 65 years a licensed battlefield guide. He took 3 generations of people, of families, on tours here on the battlefield. He took veterans on tour. I mean, what a remarkable thing. And just to talk about that history was just remarkable.
Wayne gets plenty of requests for tours. His tours are special. No matter who you are or where you're from, you're sure to get a tour that you will remember for a lifetime.
I have had, in 21 years of battlefield guiding, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Republic of Korea, the highest ranking military official in the Republic of Korea, which would be equivalent to our Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I have had preschoolers on the battlefield. I have had from that to this. I've had everybody. I've had ambassadors. I've had professional military officers. I've had everybody. And to me, that's the great thing about guiding. That's what makes it so unique, to be able to work at just about any level. So the person in the military, you can relate to that level because that's what they're interested in. The person who's a student related that's interested in the civilian aspect, you can talk about that over here. Person that's interested in, well, what did minorities do in the battle? Did we have black troops here? Did we not? What about that role? We can talk about that. Or the younger kids where you say, hey, look at this monument. Isn't that a great horse? And here's the name of it. You know, and then they remember that. And they come back later on. So you get multiple generations.
Ambassadors, military officers, school groups, all have taken tours with Wayne. Despite the many notable figures that have traveled to this famous site, it is easy for him to name the tour that meant the most to him.
I was asked to do a tour for a group like Make-A-Wish Foundation for a young boy who was dying of cancer on a battlefield tour many years ago when I first became a battlefield guide, and I started when I was 21. And this young boy was 10 or 11 years old. His name was Eric Parkins. He was from New Jersey, and I took his mother, his sister, and himself, and they asked me to do a tour of the cemetery. Imagine if you're a young man, and the part of the battlefield that you have to show this young boy who's interested in Civil War is the cemetery here. I took him around. He had all these questions. We went into the cemetery. At the end of the tour, I pulled out a piece of canister, which is from an artillery round. This one I had bought at one of the local shops. I used it to use on tour, and it was original from the battle, and I handed it to him, and I said, this is yours, and I gave it to him in his hand. Not very long after, I got a really heart-moving letter from his mother. I still get broken up about it today. And she wrote and told me that she buried him with this Civil War canister in his hand. And at the time that he had on the battlefield was the most meaningful time of his life. And I tell everybody, that to me was the biggest impact tour I think I've ever had. And if every guy had a tour like that, I think it'd really bring into perspective, you know, what touring is really about, how you can affect people.
Becoming a guide at Gettysburg is a stringent process, with just a few attaining the designation every couple of years. It's a job that has touched his life and the lives of many others forever. Traveling the countryside, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.